Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Colgan here in Audio Boo. 11:30 a.m. here at the car boot, watching a massive flock of seagulls swoop down in the faraway car park because somebody's chucking out their chips or something that they don't want. Starlings swooping. Now there's crows. Now they'll, let's just say poop all over the cars. Now they've been fed chips and possibly something else. Anyway, it's a beautiful day here at Car Boot Sale. It's been stunning since this morning. Here at 5:45, got the spot. Mary walked along, and it's just been one stunning day. Compared to yesterday, it's chalk and cheese, black and white, forever. Still that, you know, there's still not the real heat, so, you know, when the sun very, very rarely goes away, because there's hardly been a cloud in the sky, but there's still that chilliness to the wind that's blowing. Not strong as yesterday, not near as strong in fact, but it's just that wee chill. So it's not really open t-shirt weather, I'd say, as yet. But I do have my shorts on. So yes, a beautiful day. But you've heard loads and loads from me about car boots, and soundscapes and all that kind of stuff. I want to talk about something else. Last week, my phone contract with Vodafone was up on my iPhone 4S, so I was in line for an upgrade. Now, bear in mind, I've been with Vodafone for countless years now. Countless, I honestly can't remember. I've had nothing but great service from them, no matter what I've dealt with them. And I just have to say, I've been let down, totally disappointed. Starting off with last week when I spoke to Daniel, an Irish lad, very nice Irish lad, who offered me some deals but said he'd give me 2 or 3 hours while he spoke to his line manager to see if he could get a better deal and give me time to study up, because I wanted to study up between the 5S and the 6 and the 6 Plus. So I said, that's fine, I'll give me time. So he would call me back at 4 p.m. Well, he didn't call me back at all. So I waited to the next day and he still hadn't called me back. So I phoned Vodafone again and got, who did I get? I can't remember. I got another guy. Anyway, he apologised for Daniel and took the details, came up with the deal, and we discussed that. So basically the deal was that I would upgrade to a 32 gigabyte, actual fact it was a 16 gigabyte iPhone 5S for £34 a month over 2 years. That was unlimited text, minutes, 2 gigabyte of data, which is suffice for me. I barely ever go over 2 gigabyte. Free European calls and a 6 month subscription to Spotify Premium, etc. Which really are of no real use to me. I did have it before, but after the 6 months it costs you $9.99 to keep it going, and I'm not going to pay that a month. So we kind of came to the deal, but then I asked him what it would cost me to get 32 gigabyte to give me that extra bit of space, and he got a deal saying it would upgrade me again to 32 gigabyte at no extra cost and no money up front. So 32 gigabyte 5S, iPhone 5S. In, I think it's slate grey it's called. We didn't have any gold ones, but it doesn't matter to me anyway. My iPhone 4S is black. What is it? Yeah, it's black, I think. So that was the deal. So that was me going up from £27 a month to £34 a month. But the SIM-only deal, if I just wanted to go SIM-only, I would drop to £18 a month for the, you know, the basic contract for the SIM, including the unlimited, 2 GB data, blah, blah, blah. So I could either just go SIM-only and go to £18 a month, or go to this 32 GB 5S for £34 a month. Now, I'm already paying for my iPad Air, which is a 64 GB iPad Air. And still got a year to run on that, so I didn't really want to take any more on, but I thought, okay, I'll squeeze another £6 or £7 out a month to get this. Okay, fast forward to 2 days ago, I got delivery. In fact, it was very, very prompt. It was delivered the following day, and I took out the 5S, and it may sound, this might have been a bit naive of me, but it wasn't really. I wasn't really impressed. Yes, the spec that it's got, you know, the Touch ID increases here, there and everywhere. Brilliant spec, because I had read up and studied about it. It wasn't as if I went in blind. I knew exactly what I was getting in the phone. But what I didn't like about it was, and what I don't like about it, is that it's just a 4S, but longer. It's the same width, basically the same thickness, maybe it's slightly thinner, but, it's just elongated, if you know what I'm trying to say. So it's actually taken away that the balance of width and length, if you like, is taken away and made this look like something that's been stretched, just been stretched longer. And I know people will say, well, that's exactly what's happened. Well, that's true. So it's been stretched longer. But holding it and you know, getting to grips with it, as it were, I haven't actually used it before. I've never made a call with it. All I did was did an iCloud backup and then restored the new iPhone with that. But I haven't put a SIM card in it or transferred the SIM or anything like that. And but I sat and then I laid it down and I went back. Later on, I picked it up and I took it into my big chair in the evening, and I sat and I played around with the screen and used my both hands to feel around it, and I still was not swung. There was something just too elongated about the phone. Nothing wrong with the specs, obviously. So then I started looking around for a 6 or a 6 Plus. And I thought maybe the 6 Plus was just a wee bit too big, because I do strap my phone through my belt every day, and it's really, I think it would just be too big for someone who does a lot of manual work, whether it's in the garden, in the garage, or my odd ventures in the electrical field. So the belt has, the device has to be strapped into a decent holder. So I think that the 6 Plus was just far too big. I did manage to get my hands on one in the local phone store. Just the guy serving let me see his, and I thought it was brilliant, actually. I thought it was a fantastic device, and I would certainly have went for it if I wasn't a kind of hands-on guy. Anyone who isn't, you know, doing anything manual on a regular basis, I think I would have went for it, paid the extra. Brilliant device. But so I thought compromise would be the 6, which is yes, it's longer than the 5S, but it's also wider, and it brings back that width to length format, if you like, which I found quite appealing. But it's going to cost extra money, so I searched around, and I found that the Carphone Warehouse, who I used to be with for a number of years, and very happy with them until Vodafone dumped them many, many years ago. And so I took Vodafone up directly then, but now they're doing Vodafone again. So I found Carphone Warehouse were doing a 64 GB 6S with unlimited 2 GB of data. What else is it? For £99 up front and £34 a month, which was what I was going to pay for the 5S. So I thought, that's a brilliant deal. And if I paid an extra tenner, I would get the Vodafone's European calls, free European calls, etc., which is a handy thing, although, to be honest, I'm only going to Europe for a week this year, so it doesn't really apply, but for an extra tenner, probably worth it. So for £100 or £110, I've got a brilliant deal on that. That's 24 months a game. So they get the money out of you. I'm not naive in that way. I know exactly you're paying for it, but it's getting the best deal. So I thought, that's a fantastic deal. So what I did was, about an hour or so ago, I phoned Vodafone from here, and I got David. And what would I describe David as? As sackable. If I was Vodafone, and I'm going to give him some feedback on this, I'd sack him. Loud, bright, very forward. And I tried to explain what had happened, how I'd upgraded to the 5S, and how I was happy with the phone specs, but I wasn't happy with its physical format. And you know what he said to me? He says, yeah, you know, all the iPhones are all the same, you know. They're all much the same. You know, if you go to settings, or you go to photographs or whatever, he says, whether you do that on a 4 or 4S or a 5S or a 6, he says, they're all the same. Basically, iPhones are all just the same. So I said, but surely there's better specs, you know, there's better specs on the 5S and the 6. Oh, aye, he says, well, it actually was English, but forgive me for talking in my native tongue. Oh, yes, he says that, yeah, but I've got a 6 and my mum's got a 4S. Of course, this is the stories they tell you, you know, they're told to tell you about other family members. I've got a 6 and my mum's got a 4S. And, you know, if I dialed, you know, 11 numbers on my 6 and she dials 11 numbers on her 4S, it's the same thing. It calls the number, it dials it, you know, when you speak. And I thought, oh, sorry, mate, but you're confusing me. You know, aren't you supposed to be trying to sell me something to get more money out of me? He says, well, they're much the same, much a muchness, he says, it just depends. Okay, yeah, they're bigger and they've maybe got a better screen, but to be honest with you, he says, iPhones are pretty much, they never change, they're just the same. This is word for word, you know, or what's this expression used for that? Quote unquote, something like that. Yeah. Not his exact words, a paraphrasing, yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Paraphrasing. But basically that's what he was saying to me, and some of those were his exact words. iPhones are just much the same, they're all the same. So Allah says, look, what can you do a deal with for an iPhone 6? I said, go on. Let me have a look for you, he says, so see if I can get you a good deal. So he says, yeah, I can get you an iPhone 6, 16 gigabyte for £44 a month. Right, okay. So I says, 16 gigabit, yeah. And that would be £49 up front. I says, right, so what if it was a 32 gigabyte? Well, you know, he says, you get 16 gigabytes a good deal, you know, so you'll get quite a lot in that. And I thought, look, I'm just asking you, tell me what a 32 gigabyte would cost me. Yeah, okay, let's have a look. Right, okay. I says, supposing I give you £100. Bear in mind, I haven't mentioned the Carphone Warehouse deal here at this point. What if I give you £100? Well, if you give us £100, we could do it for £44 a month. I thought, wait a minute, we're going to take £50 off me, and for a 64, and give it £44 a month. Now, I'm asking you, I'm going to give you £100, and you're still going to charge me £44 a month. Well, you see, we can't really get the deals doing much. Now, this is the worst experience by far ever I've had with a phone company, and certainly I've never experienced this with Vodafone. So I mentioned the Carphone Warehouse deal. But he says, you know, these companies, you know, Carphone Warehouse, you don't get your backup service. I says, it's with Vodafone. That's Vodafone through the Carphone Warehouse. Yeah, but I mean, you know, these guys can offer special deals, but you don't get the professional backup. And I said, well, professional backup, professional treatment. And he hummed and he hawed and he went on, yeah, they'll probably a cashback. I says, well, I didn't see a cashback. It was straightforward to me. It was 24 months. You better check that, he says, because that doesn't sound right to me. I says, well, I will check it, don't worry. I says, but even if it was £44 a month, I says, they're still giving me all the deals. And they're still going to take £99 a month off me. As a down payment and £44 a month. But I says, I'm sure it's £34 a month. In fact, I says, I've captured two shots yet just to, so my mind didn't play tricks on me. Yeah, I would check that out. Yeah, if you want to deal with them, that's okay. I says, well, look, at the end of the day, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you can't give me that deal, the deal you just offered me, I says, there's no improvement on the deal that you offered me for £49 or £50. I says, well, just cancel the whole thing. I'll send the phone back and I'll drop back to some only payment. Now, at this point, I was expecting a wee bit of rhetoric, wait and I'll see if I can talk to my line manager, blah, 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 blah. No. He wasn't interested. He didn't give a jot. He was probably looking at his screen and going, well, just do that. Yeah, just go. I don't give a damn. So anyway, he's sending me a return bag out, which I have to post back, and then it's all cancelled. So I'm sitting here and I thought, after all that, I'm not too worried. I do like my iPhone 4S. It works well. It does what it needs to do. And if I end up going SIM only, I'll go SIM only. And if I get the Carphone Warehouse deal, I'll pay them the money and I'll go back to the Carphone Warehouse. With Vodafone, of course. But I just thought, who the hell wants that in their call centre? That guy was deplorable right from the start. He wasn't nasty to me, but he was just so blunt, so abrupt, so uncaring, and so unprofessional. Because at the end of the day, these people are there to deal with the customers and try and get as much money as possible. So if they say, look, we can do it for £40 a month, and you say, well, that sounds okay, I'll give you £40 a month, they get £40 a month. But if you say, no, it's a bit too much, I really don't want to pay that, then they'll say, well, wait, and I'll give me a minute or two, see what I can do. And they'll invariably bring it down because they've got their bottom limit on it. And invariably, you will get a deal. Like, I got a deal with the guy 2 days ago that said, okay, we'll throw in the 32 gigabyte for the same price as the 16, and no extra cost whatsoever, no money up front. Okay? That's how you deal with customers. This guy, David, no. Now, what happens, I don't know if you know, but when you deal with Vodafone, after you've done a telephone call, or I think even internet, I'm not sure, but I know for a fact, every telephone conversation you have with them, after that, you get some text messages, and it's from Vodafone Direct saying, we'd like to ask you 4 questions about your latest dealings with Vodafone. And they ask you, out of 10, blah, 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 what do you think of the service? How did the person deal with you? And it's a 4-part one. So once you send part one back, they'll send you part two almost immediately. You bang that back to them until you've done the 4, and say, thank you very much. Would you like to comment in the last part on how you felt you were treated? Wait till I get the one in for David, and I'll be telling Vodafone a few things about David. So there you go. I'm back, sitting back here with my iPhone 4S. And I have to say, I'm totally despondent about that treatment I got today. I actually felt like telling the guy to look, just hang up, mate, because they've wasted my time here. And maybe I should have. Maybe I should have done that. In fact, maybe what I should have said, look, pal, I'll tell you what. Put me on to your line manager, will you? Because I'm not happy with the way you're talking to me and the way you're dealing with me. And then tell his line manager, this guy wasn't even interested in doing a deal or sell me anything. See how that goes down. So there you go. Unprofessionalism. And I can't even spell that. So, there you go. But hey, it's a beautiful, warm, bright, sunny day. And frankly, it's not Friday. But frankly, I don't give a damn. How's that, cat? Does that work for you? Let's see how the saga rolls on. Whether in a couple of days' time I'll be talking about my new iPhone 6 or I won't be talking at all about iPhones. See you by the new.
I'm off right here and there.